Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. The Wood Brothers are playing at Helsinki Hudson in Hudson, New York this Saturday at 9 p.m. with special guest Seth Walker. Oliver Wood joins us now to talk a bit about the music he makes with his brother. Oliver, welcome to the Roundtable.
Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. I understand that your parents had a rather large influence on your career choice. Can you tell us about the role that music played in your household growing up?
Sure. We had a real musical household, mostly thanks to my dad, who our dad was and still is a fine guitar picker and singer. And he, at one point, when he was in college, he was a very serious musician, and he played gigs, and he was sort of came up in the folk scene in the Northeast in the late 50s, early 60s. And so he has a huge repertoire of folk tunes and always used to play around the house when we were kids. He would play at family functions and camping trips and just sit around the living room and sing and play. And so we got that from a real early age, and that was really our first exposure to live music or to music at all was our father playing. So between his playing and his record collection, which included everything from cool blues stuff like Lightnin' Hopkins and Jimmy Reed, Muddy Waters, all the way to like Dylan and the Beatles and Joni Mitchell and everything in between. So between his albums and his playing, we got a lot of music from an early point.
When you were a kid, whose career most appealed to you?
Yeah, I think when I was a kid, I wanted to be a tennis player.
Okay.
So, which is kind of like, you know, kind of shaped like a guitar, but you hold it differently.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know. I think I of course, like a lot of musician, when we start out and you hear like the Beatles or Led Zeppelin or Hendrix or different for every generation, although everybody digs the Beatles, even our kids now. So.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that sort of full-on rock and roll thing felt really appealing, and I remember getting electric guitar was pretty exciting. You know, that ambition and has definitely toned down for me. Now I'd be happy to make a living and be able to write songs and play them for people that want to hear them and get my mortgage paid. So.
Sure.
You know, Chris, when he, I'll speak for Chris a little bit, when he was a teenager, you know, we were both kind of into some cool rock and roll stuff, but Chris was already starting to learn jazz and classical music and was getting really good at it even before he finished high school. So, you know, he might have wanted to have been Charles Mingus or something, or Tom Davis, you know, I don't know. But we had all those things going on at once, really.
I hold in my hand the Wood Brothers Live Volume 1, Sky High, 7 songs. Why did you want to do a live album now?
Well, it seemed like a natural progression for us. Last year we put out our third studio album, our full-length studio album.
Mm-hmm.
And about a year and a half, maybe it's been 2 years ago, we started touring with a drummer, which was a new thing for us. We used to tour as a duo. So for the last couple of years, we've actually had a real band together, not just the two of us. And so we wanted to kind of showcase that. And, you know, a lot of the live versions of songs are quite a bit different from the studio versions. So it's kind of a fun thing for, at least for fans, existing fans, to hear updated versions of old Wood Brothers songs and a few covers. And so, and it's also kind of just a fun thing to do in between studio albums. But we hadn't really done a live thing before, not like something that we thought showed you what it sounds like now when we're touring. So that's what that's all about.
And the live record and your most recent studio album that you just mentioned, Smoke Ring Halo, are produced by Zach Brown from Zach Brown Band. How did you guys meet him and start working with him and having him produce your records?
He's not actually the producer of the record, but he is. It's his record label.
Right.
Zach's record label is called Southern Ground Records, Ground Artists. Working with him's been great because he's, you know, very successful in his field, and he's been real supportive of what we do, and what we do is somewhat different, but he's been real supportive and real We've been real grateful to have him on our side, and he started this label based in Atlanta, which is where I live, and he's got all kinds of different music on his label, so it's cool that he does his own thing, and as well as supports his friends whose music he likes. And so that's been great.
I'm going to play part of the songs from the live record, and would love it if you would do a little introduction for each of them. We'll start with One More Day.
Well, this version of One More Day is vastly different from the studio version. It features our drummer, Jono Ricks, playing a real sort of Professor Longhair kind of New Orleans drum beat. And so we've changed it up quite a bit since we started playing it acoustically, just Chris and myself. This is a little more electrified and rocking. Another song from our first album. It's one, you know, some of the songs are real sort of set and arranged, and this is one that we can really stretch out on, and so we did too. Favorite. We've been playing that one since the first record, and it's kind of our most requested sort of sing-along, everybody sings along kind of song. So, again, we've updated the arrangement a little bit, so it's kind of nice to include a live version of this that's quite different from the original.
whole Saturday, Sunday too. Well, I was thinking about ways not to lose. Well, lay down my weapons is what I've done. Too late to hide, feet too soft to run. When people say I'm the luckiest man. Yeah, they say running is useless, fighting is foolish. You're not gonna win, but still you're the luckiest man you're up against. Too many horses and mysterious forces. What you don't know is you are the luckiest man. You're the luckiest man.
When you decide to perform cover songs, other people's songs, how do you choose what songs by what artists you will put your own spin on?
You know, kind of like when you write a song, you wouldn't really perform something that you didn't somehow believe in or connect with. So I think we choose songs that we connect with and that we love. You know, we do like Fixin' a Hole, an old Beatles song that Chris and I have real fond memories of listening to over and over when we were kids. You know, it's from the Sgt. Pepper album. And of course, we put our own spin. It's nothing like the original, but I think it starts off with a feeling. So there's a Ray Charles tune that I always do because it's just one of my favorite tunes ever, and somehow you connect or are moved by a song that makes you want to sing it.
Oliver, thank you, and have a great show at Helsinki Hudson.
Thank you.
The Wood Brothers are playing Helsinki Hudson this Saturday at 9 p.m. Visit helsinkihudson.com or thewoodbros.com for more information. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.